In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're studying a series of Sunday school lessons on the Christian life. And we're looking at the Christian and prayer and learning what we can about prayer from Jesus. We know he prayed in the garden in Mark chapter 14, verses 35 and 36. It says, he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass away from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Remove this cup from me. Howbeit, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Well, we'll be looking at that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now in Elam's notes, for the notes he prepared for the Sunday schools of January the 23rd, 1927, we read about Jesus' attitude toward prayer. It says he went forward a little. Luke 22:41 tells us about a stone's cast. He would be entirely alone. First, as Luke 21:41 says, he knelt down and prayed. Then, as Matthew states, he fell on his face or prostrated himself. This was the lowest attitude of prayer and expresses a feeling of helplessness, humility, and entire dependence upon God. In prayer, one goes to God in reverence, awe, and humility. And the attitude naturally expresses the feelings and conditions of the heart. Prayer must be in faith and from the heart. Jesus did not go through the form of prayer. He unburdened his soul to God, and he prayed, not my will, but thine be done. Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Remove this cup from me. Matthew 26:39 says, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me. Abba, as we know, means Father. The cup is the suffering of all that was rapidly coming upon him. His betrayal and trial, the cross and its shame, the horrors of dying as a sinner and being executed as a criminal. Then, before he arose, the salvation and destiny of the world in triumphant faith and submission, he added, howbeit, not what I will, but what thou wilt. If God could not save the race unless Jesus should drink this cup, then he was willing to die. While he must drink the bitter cup, God answered his prayer. And there appeared unto him an angel from heaven strengthening him, Luke 22:43, for he was heard for his godly fear, Hebrews 5:7-9. He humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea, the death of the cross, Philippians chapter 2:8. Every prayer should be offered to God, and in the faith and resignation of Jesus. God may answer prayer now without granting the specific thing desired. Jesus taught on the spirit and purpose in prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, and here we read what some call the Lord's Prayer, but it was really an example prayer for the disciples. It's not to be read as a good luck charm, or repeated as a good luck charm, but it does show us some things about what we should pray for. Here it is, Matthew 6:9-13. And after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In contrast with the prayers of hypocrites and heathen, Jesus says to his disciples, "After this manner therefore pray ye, not always in this form or exact words, but in this spirit and with this purpose." Jesus, in his prayers, did not use this exact form of words, as the occasion and conditions required, according to the will of God, and with all the elements thereof of acceptable prayer, he poured out his soul unto his Father. Jesus teaches his disciples not only to pray after this manner, but in praying to say, "Speak to God." We may breathe a prayer to God or pray in silence, as did Hannah, who spoke in her heart while her lips moved, 1 Samuel 1:13. Yet we must pray. It is not enough to simply have the spirit of prayer. We're to offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of lips which makes confession to his name, Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Abraham, Moses, Samuel, Elijah, Daniel, Paul, and all godly men, and Jesus expressed themselves in words to God when they prayed. Now let's analyze this prayer. This prayer is a divine model in brevity, simplicity, and comprehension. It embraces the honor of God, the extension of his kingdom among men, the salvation of the human race, and our temporal and spiritual wants. Our Father, who art in heaven. This shows the tender relationship between God and the disciples of Jesus. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And such we are, 1 John 3 and verse 1. For you received not the spirit of bondage again to fear, but received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, Romans 8 and verse 15. If we are children of God, then we are then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, Romans 8, 17. Jesus shows that if a child can go to its earthly father for blessings, much more can we go to our merciful and all-wise Father in heaven. To address God as our Father is to acknowledge ourselves as his children and therefore under his control. Hallowed be thy name. This is a prayer for the glory of God's name, that it may be held in reverence and awe by all. Holy and reverend is his name, Psalm 111, verse 9. Hebrews 12, 28 and 29 says, whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Thy kingdom come. John the Baptist, Jesus, the 12 apostles, and the 70 preached, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Which means, as Luke 10:9 puts it, the kingdom of God is come nigh. Then it had not fully come. After the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, upon the descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, thereafter, it was set up, or it did come. Yet it has not finally triumphed over all nations and filled the whole earth, Daniel 2:35, for this triumph and extension we can continue to pray until the kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15. Every advance of the gospel is in part an answer to the prayer. This petition looks both to the glory of God and to the good of man. For it is glory to God for His kingdom to rule over the whole earth, and certainly no greater blessing could come to man. Thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. All the angels in heaven do God's will, Psalm 103:20. Those who disobeyed Him were cast out of heaven, 2 Peter 2:4 and Jude 6. When God's will is so done on earth, there will not be left one human being in disobedience to Him. This prayer, then, embraces our own obedience to God and the salvation of the entire race. This means God's will should be done at all times, by all persons, in all things. As we have seen, Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." When this is the case, heaven will be on earth. To fill the earth with the supreme rule of God is the object of prayer of every disciple of Jesus. And then, praying for oneself, we have thus prayed for the glory of God and the good of all men. And we're permitted to pray for ourselves. Even then, we must pray as directed. We are to ask not for food for the entire future or to be consumed upon our pleasures, James 4:1-3, but for our daily bread, day by day. In praying for bread, day by day, we can no more ignore the means which produce bread and still be fed than we can ignore the means of salvation and be saved. Praying for forgiveness. We're taught the absolute necessity of forgiving others if we would be forgiven, as we forgive our debtors. The subject would be well studied. We're allowed here to ask God to do for us in the way of forgiveness only that which we have done for ourselves. And bring us not into temptation. God does not tempt His children to do wrong. This is a petition for God to save us from temptation by which we may be led into sin, the temptations which Satan presents to all. But deliver us from the evil one. God delivers His children from the evil one by teaching how to resist various temptations, how to grow in grace and strength, and by not allowing Satan to tempt them beyond their ability to resist him. What may be learned from this prayer? Jesus adds, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses." He who refuses to forgive others has no promise of forgiveness while in that condition. Full instruction in how the wrongdoer may be brought to repentance and to the point of asking forgiveness is given in Matthew 18:15-20. And the importance of extending forgiveness from the heart is further emphasized in Matthew 18:21-35. With this comprehensive but brief prayer before us, we can learn several important lessons on the subject of prayer. We cannot be selfish in prayer, but must first seek the glory of God, the extension of His kingdom, the conversion and salvation of the world, and then pray for our own needed temporal and spiritual blessings. Our desire must be for God's will to be done, not ours. We're not heard for our much speaking. Prayer's not heard according to the perfection of the rhetoric or the beauty of the diction or the pleasant voice of the petitioner. Oh, we need to pray for the conversion of this world. It wouldn't be a literal heaven on earth, but wouldn't it be wonderful if more and more would enter the kingdom of heaven? And so that prayer, that we would have opportunity to teach others and that others would respond, should be constant in our prayers. And someday, when we ascend with Christ into glory, we'll be gathered around the throne of God praising Him. Wouldn't it be great to be there with those we have taught and baptized?